This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
Here's your ESPN Radio 3-day forecast brought to you by the U of I College of Aces. For a more than meets the eye opportunity, you can visit them online at aces.illinois.edu. It's cold out right now. It is 43 and cloudy in Champaign-Urbana, getting dark at 4:30, down to 33 by the end of the night tonight. Looks like a 70% chance of precipitation tomorrow and Wednesday. Thursday, however, for Thanksgiving, it does look sunny and 52 if you're into that outdoor gathering thing. Tuesday, a high of 48, a low of 45. Wednesday, a high of 57 with that chance of rain, a low of 41. And then Thanksgiving Day, a high of 48, a low of 34, and sunny. ESPN Radio.
And it's Chase Brown who scores. And it's the Illini who are on the board first. Brown again. You can chase him, but you will not catch him. Chase Brown. And give him another. Chase Brown. He throws. And it's picked off. He's looking for better baby.
Performance up front today.
They're looking for another baby. And he comes down with it inside the five. Epstein. And he falls in for another touchdown. And how about this Illini offense? He's got time and sacked by Owen Carney Jr.
About that, welcome in to The Drive. Derek Piper, Trevor Valise, the man in the middle, Jay Layman, is here.
Woo, baby.
You know what time it is, 4 o'clock on Mondays, our favorite time. Now, usually, we're going to get to the sponsors, do the whole rundown. We like to take this time to bust Lante's chops whenever he's not here. So he's choosing sunshine and sand over this beautiful, gloomy day. Chance to talk about an Illinois football win.
I mean, the funny thing is, he usually comes and is like, I was in my garage tailgating. I was so mad. I wouldn't hear what he was going to say. Like,
he's better when they lose in terms of on fire, right?
Yeah, that's true.
He's a little more pleasantly calm when it's a win.
Lante has left town, and good things are happening here in Champaign. We'll talk all about Illinois' 41-23 win over Nebraska. Highlights courtesy of FS1. But before we do so, let's talk about the sponsors, the people that make it happen. Molitor Financial, Freedom Roofing. Jay, give us the rundown.
Yeah, buddy. Molitor Financial at champagnelender.com. Interest rates are crazy low. If you ever listen to me and Lon, we talk about how low interest rates all the time on this show at 4 o'clock on Mondays. They're still low. So go buy yourself a property, whether for personal residence or investment, and talk to Molitor Financial, champagnelender.com. You need to actually furnish that with appliances, folks, at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And you also need a roof, right? A roof over that a property, which would be Freedom Roofing. You probably got hit by the hailstorm if you live in Southwest Champaign. If you didn't, still call Freedom Roofing for a free estimate to get fixed up. Thank you to our sponsors. They do a great job making this hour happen.
Absolutely. Let's break it down now. What the heck? What an inspired, physical, confident team that was on Saturday. A dominant performance as a 15.5-point underdog. Illinois goes into Lincoln, gets it done. What happened, Jay?
I have no idea what happened. I mean, it was like a totally different football team. I actually feel like the best way I can describe it is I know now what it feels like to be a team that is playing against a team like Illinois. That's what Nebraska felt like Illinois. Disaster taking care of the football. Penalties at horrible times, right? Total incompetence when it came to the quarterback position.
Yes.
Right? a defense that could not stop the run for love nor money. Are these not the issues that we have seen with Illinois year in and year out? And when I looked at Nebraska, who in the notes here, thanks to Trevor, we were 16-point underdogs, and we won by 18, largest reverse spread in Illinois history. Hello, right? I mean, I was literally shocked watching it. Just shocked. I didn't see that coming from a mile away.
You get the break right away with the maybe forward, maybe backward pass that goes your way. You score an early touchdown. But it looked like from the get-go, Illinois was, like you said, not afraid to play that Nebraska team.
No, I mean, here's the deal. Like, they were literally manhandling them up front. I mean, they were running right through them. It wasn't just like chasing Epstein. This is how we thought the O-line was going to play all year, right? We thought with all those veterans back, Kendrick Green's going to maul people. Doug Kramer's going to maul Vidarian Lowe, Belteski. We saw it. Chase was really good. Epstein was good. And, you know, Brandon Peters got a lot of flack for his first start against Wisconsin, which he did not play well. Okay, let's just put it that way. He played great. I mean, we had a competent quarterback. How many games have we had a competent quarterback in the last 5 years? Not many.
Not enough. And that was after 3 weeks of doing nothing.
And defensively.
Yeah.
That's actually a decent offense they played against, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Nebraska put up some points against O-State. A lot of people put up points against O-State. They put some points against Northwestern.
Penn State's 0-5.
I mean, the whole thing is upside down. The whole thing, there's a bigger picture that Indiana and Northwestern, Indiana not so much because just lost, but Northwestern's 5-0.
They control their own destiny now.
We got Penn State 0-5.
Yep.
It's crazy. But back to Illinois. That was the best game I have seen Illinois play, complete football game, other than Wisconsin. But let's remember the Wisconsin game. They only held the ball, Wisconsin last year. They only held the ball for like 20 minutes that game. They got some late turnovers. I don't want to say they stole the game. They didn't. They won the game. But as far as a dominant performance in a Big Ten game, that was the best performance I've seen in Illinois. And, you know, I'm critical in Illinois, so I'm giving props. Best performance of a Lovie Coach Smith team I've seen.
Well, if you think back to the whole win streak last year, I mean, again, not taking away anything from that win streak, but Michigan State started late in the third quarter.
Right.
Wisconsin started late in the third quarter. You could argue Purdue, I guess, was a complete game, but it was in a monsoon.
Well, it was in a monsoon, especially for that offense. It was a nightmare for Purdue. Right.
And don't forget, Rutgers, you were tied 10-10 late in the third quarter in that game.
It was the most that's what it feels like, guys, to watch a game where you dominate. Now, we forgot about that feeling. Walks in. He's 8 years old. He's like, let's watch the Illinois game. I'm like, let's watch the Illinois game. And I record it because I had to be somewhere. I didn't get home until 12. And so I was like, I'm not going to watch it, but I'm going to record it and then catch up to halftime. Some of you guys do. He's like, oh, my gosh, you're up 21-7. Oh, my God. He's like, whoa, what's going on?
It may have been the best performance of his life.
He's like, he was shocked, right? Yeah. I mean, that's where we're at, right, that we're shocked. But, boy, if you're Nebraska and Illinois comes and beats you down like that, man, they're farther away than I thought. Either they're farther away than I thought or we're closer than I thought.
Well, there were some articles after that game saying that was the worst loss in Nebraska history from Nebraska writers.
And it was pretty darn bad.
I mean, how much do you feel like the first play of that game dictated anything or did it not? Because you look at maybe...
I think it always dictates stuff. If you look at the first play of the Wisconsin game this year...
That was what I was going to say. But at the same time, it's like, you know...
I want to give a shout out to Jason Ron from our text line here. What's our text line called again?
The College of Aces text.
College of Aces. Listen, love those farmers, guys. Here's the reality. Jason Ron says Minnesota 2018 was pretty dominant. Was pretty dominant. It was year two of a PJ Fleck team. This is year three of Scott Frost at Nebraska. Bigger brand name. But I think I appreciate that text. College of Aces text line.
You hadn't shout won. Out. At Nebraska since 1924.
Since Red Grade was playing. Yeah. Not since the Ghost was playing.
Now, to be fair, you didn't play him for like 60 years.
And here's the thing. Defensively, they played well. Not just turnovers, but we actually stopped at 79% of the first downs I see here. Trevor has all my cheat sheet notes here. I'm actually not that smart. But we played Lovey Ball. You know, the turnovers, we execute, we finished. I mean, it was a complete game. Blake Hayes' punt was hilarious. It's like, do I fake it? Do I punt it?
It looked like he was on Madden and he just kept hitting the juke button even though he didn't need to.
And I'm not sure what was going through his head. So unconfident running. Just so hesitant, but hey, got the first down.
He did.
But he often, you know, you watch play Case, he often does that. He waits. That gives time for the, you know, the Illinois defenders to get down and actually make the tackle. But most complete game I've seen.
In all three phases. Yep.
We spent a lot of time talking quarterback play after Isaiah did what he did at Rutgers. And was it a smart idea to go back to Brandon, who didn't get to practice a whole lot right. while he was out? But it shows the value of competent quarterback play, which Nebraska did not get. But Brandon Peters was efficient. You didn't ask him to do a ton, but he moved the chains on third down. Bebe had to have been super excited to get his buddy back.
Well, when you have a quarterback, you have a chance.
Right.
I didn't mean to cut you off there, Pipes. I got too excited.
No, you're good.
But here's the deal. It's like you have a quarterback, you have a chance. And if you listen to Lovie Smith's presser on Tuesday, he kind of took offense to the quarterback question from one of the reporters.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. We played that, didn't we?
And,
or did we not?
And you kind of got the hint, like, how dare you question that I do Brandon Peters, who's our starter. So then I thought, okay, Peters is our starter. We've got to make the assumption here, guys, that Peters has shown the goods in practice and in camp, right? To get that job right back. And maybe that's how they thought he would play. They would play all year. And Lovie Smith said, the TV announcer said that Lovie Smith said, this is secondhand, that this is the first time we've all been together. He was looking forward to how they would execute and play. And quite frankly, they played like we thought they were going to play the whole year. But I don't think if anybody said they're going to go to Nebraska and beat them by 20, anybody's going to say that's going to happen this year.
Yeah.
But it happened.
We've seen flashes from Chase Brown. That was the real actual breakout game, I would
right.
say. Nice combination of speed with some physicality, some yep. of those runs close to the goal line.
What I like about Chase is he's a bigger back, but a lot of times bigger backs only do better in a I formation 7 yards back from the ball. That's because they can take longer to get going. He's in usually a shotgun formation. And what's good about Chase, he's a bigger back that hits the hole pretty darn hard. Like his acceleration is pretty good. I would say Epstein's more of a slasher, you know, maybe not the fastest, very cerebral in how he runs. We'll find holes we don't think they're there. He's got great vision, good patience. What I like about Chase, he's got size, but he can hit the hole like a scat back. Like he hits the hole fast. And you can see if he does not have to cut before he hits the line of scrimmage, he's going to gain 3 or 4. And I think he'd be a big time back. Is help me out here. I look at way too many rosters. Is Chase a junior or a senior or a sophomore? What is he?
Junior.
I mean, I get all mixed up. Mixed up with the transfers. I know this year doesn't count. So like, you look at enough guys.
I'm not sure.
He might even be a redshirt sophomore.
He might be a sophomore. I don't know. I know this year doesn't even count.
He was at Western Michigan for 1 year, and then was he here last year but ineligible?
Yes.
Okay. So
maybe he's redshirt sophomore.
Maybe.
He could have a long career here.
Yeah.
It's good to have two, you know, running backs, you need a pair and a spare. You know that? You need two running backs and then a spare because you get one running back, they're going to get banged up. So you do need some players. I was impressed by him. The O-line was creating holes. There was great downfield blocking. It created some of the big runs, right? But here's the thing. When you can throw, you can do a lot of things. That open, they work hand in hand. And I don't think I remember in a Rod Smith offense us having time of possession for 37 minutes.
Well, that was my next note right there, 37-23.
Well, that's unheard of.
Yeah.
I mean, the worst game I was ever part of, 2005 Ohio State had the ball 52 minutes and 30 seconds. Illinois had it 7 minutes and 30 seconds. Have you ever seen a lopsided stat that like that? I have. I was part of that game. Wow, that was brutal. Got beat 40.
That doesn't seem real.
Got beat 40-2. Even the score is a joke.
52.
But and I thought Hanson played well. I hope Barnes is okay. I saw he went out, I think, in the third, maybe fourth quarter. I hope Barnes is okay. Let's just say Hanson's a legitimate Big Ten. He's all over the place. He's making plays all over the place.
I thought Tolson was good.
Tolson's actually played good. He has some moments where biffs it. But we didn't see our DBs just get totally blown out of the water this game. Like they get the ball in front of him, right?
Well, it helps when McCaffrey's like bouncing them. But yes,
yeah, he was literally one hopping them, right? He was like a shortstop at the first baseman, right? No, I mean there was a lot of positives to talk about.
There's hardly any negatives to talk about. I don't even know where to go.
It's all negative, and you see what Rutgers would beat Michigan.
Yeah, that was a
question.
Crazy
is would Illinois beat Michigan and Penn State?
Well, they're probably going to get a chance to play one of them if this continues.
I think they could beat Penn State right now. Nebraska beat them.
Penn State is just,
Penn State, you talk about somebody that dropped off.
Wheels off mode right now, you know?
Michigan's wheels off mode.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the big three. Shoot, Michigan. Let's go back 3 or 4 years. The big four, Michigan State, Penn State. That is totally gone. I don't think Ohio State's near the team they were last year. Not even close.
Well, their defense has given up almost 30 a game.
Hello. You ain't gonna beat Clemson or Bama like that. But their offense is amazing. Yeah, but Fields struggled last game. He had 3 picks. That's as many picks as he had all career.
I'd like to get into...
Sorry, we're going all over the place.
No, we're good. At some point, I want to look ahead to this upcoming weekend. I almost wish you were playing Iowa this weekend or Western this weekend, then playing the Ohio State where you're almost assuming the loss and everything like that. How can Illinois potentially have success? Where is that matchup not so good? Also, and I'm interested for those who want to weigh in on the text line, 217-359-2255. How does this complicate the evaluation of this season? How does this complicate the evaluation of Lovie? But first, let's talk about an evaluation of Scott Frost, Lon Tay's boy.
So Lon loves Scott.
No, he doesn't.
I say that in jest.
He says he's overrated.
Yes.
Scott Frost!
He said it for a long time.
Yeah. Okay, so when Scott Frost got hired, I did not think he was overrated. Number one, he was a coordinator at Oregon for years. When Oregon was really good, running the Chip Kelly offense when that was in vogue. And then he went to Central Florida. And they had the biggest turnaround ever. You know, went from no wins to undefeated, right? National championship, supposedly. I mean, they beat Auburn in the Peach Bowl. They had a team. I do know his first year or two, he thought that Nebraska was way behind. I don't think Mike Riley recruited great. I thought Bo Pelini recruited better, but by that time, all Bo's guys were gone. And they are getting better-looking athletes, but they, frankly, are not that good right now. I think there's no way that Scott Frost gets fired. But the question is, three of the marquee programs are really bad right now. Nebraska, Penn State, Michigan. All of them paid big bucks for their coaches. All of them paid big bucks. And Illinois might be able to beat all three of them. So maybe we're not as bad as we thought.
Yeah, how about that?
Gosh. Could this year get any more weird?
Would you take Lovie over Scott Frost right now?
That's a loaded question. That's a loaded question.
I mean, it's a question worth asking, right?
Well,
it wasn't a year ago.
I think based on what they inherited, they've had similar fruit. Based on what they've inherited. Let's remember, when Lovie came in here, we had Beckman Gate going on, if you want to call it that. Right?
I mean, basically
player mistreatment allegations. He gets fired, 8 days before the first game?
Yep.
So Bill Kubik comes in. Great guy. I think Bill did more with less than a lot of people thought he would. And that 2015 team was actually very competitive. Yeah. Actually kind of fun to watch.
What were they, 5-7?
5-7. Should have beaten Northwestern late.
They started out 4-1
Yeah.
After Mike Riley gaffed the end of that game, right, to win 14-13.
So we thought they were going to be amazing. Actually, nobody really thought they were going to be amazing. We just thought, okay, we have a chance to go to a bowl game, which is amazing in Illinois. And Kubik gets fired when Whitman takes over, and Whitman makes a strong, decisive move. Whether that was the right thing or not, the program was kind of in shambles. We were kind of in the moment where you couldn't really recruit because everybody knew that Kubik was a lame duck coach. So we've let him reset the program, and that's where we've led to this point, right? And that's why we've been so angry about not having better things. But we talk about long-term, the evaluation of the job. Let's look at the schedule. What game would we expect them? Maybe we think they should have beat Purdue, but I don't think anybody thought they were going to beat Wisconsin going in. Nobody thought they would probably beat Minnesota. Now, Minnesota's not as good as they were, right? People thought Rutgers, Purdue, and that's who they thought they'd beat.
Yeah.
Probably not Nebraska. So we're kind of in the same spot that we... They are what they thought we were, or whatever Dennis Green would say, right?
No, you're right. You trade out the Purdue loss at home for a Nebraska win on the road, and it's kind of even. Just like,
But here's the I think that people think, after Northwestern's year, and even though we've struggled with Iowa, I think people thought it was a coin flip coming in. And I think we had us at 3.5 wins for the 8-game season. So, I mean, kind of right there.
Yeah, and what's interesting is if you applied these exact results, and obviously maybe it wouldn't happen this way, to the regular schedule, they'd be 5-0, right? Because there'd be 3 non-conference games against really bad teams. Then you go at Rutgers, at Nebraska.
Jeez, now you just blew my mind.
But then, if
I mean, that you just blew my mind.
Your next two are Purdue and Minnesota, so you'd be 5-2 if you're applying the results.
Yeah, but
from
if you're 5-0, you're having some swag, right?
Right. Yeah.
And you think you.
It's just
that's neither here nor there, but you're blowing my mind with this these stuff of like the old schedule and all this.
It's just almost annoying to me as a fan. Is that weird? It's like, where did this come
from? It's because we're so desperate for a winning team that we're willing to like go back and like, what would it look like if it was a real season?
Right, right. It's just hard not to project things when you see a result like that, either negatively or positively.
Well, I understand why. Obviously, you should have been competitive against Minnesota because Minnesota's terrible. Even without Brandon Peters, you would think that you should be able to at least have competed more than you should have
not
in that
lose
game.
By 40.
Right. Yeah. And overall, I think you're probably frustrated because maybe you've, I mean, most people jumped off the Lovey bandwagon and swore not to ever get back on. And now you're in a situation just like last year where you lost to Eastern Michigan, then you blew the Nebraska lead and lost, you got blown out by Minnesota. And we on the show sat here and were drafting head coaching candidates for who was going to be next at Illinois, and they upset Wisconsin and go on a run and all that. So here it's a similar situation where they're dead in the water, and now they're not. And it's kind of like, what do I root for? Some people are thinking that. Obviously, those right. who are – a lot of people are like, I'm an Illinois football fan. I want them to win.
Right. And a lot of people are like, I'm done with this regime. I want
that too.
Another regime.
Yeah.
So they kind of root against the team. Right, which I never think is a good thing to do. That being said, we look at the whole situation from, and this has happened before. I think Tim Beckman would have gotten fired in 2014 had he not upset Purdue and Northwestern. He
Penn
does
State,
that
right? Penn State Northwestern.
Penn State.
They kicked the game-winning field goal. Yeah.
Penn State Northwestern. He goes from 4 wins to 6, and he's in. Right. I mean, I don't remember a more disliked coach than Tim Beckman. I think Cubitt was more well-liked. I think Lovie Smith's more well-liked. Neither here nor there, but I do believe that we've got to look at everything in, you know, context. Everybody's going through COVID. If you only win a fourth of your games in the Big Ten Conference in year 5, the question is that good enough? Which 2 out of 2 and 8 would be. Now, we're a long way. 2 and 6 would be. We're a long way from that. But if they go out and play like they did, they have a chance against Iowa and Northwestern in my mind. In fact, I don't think Ohio State's defense is that good. Illinois really struggles against elite defenses and teams that can run the ball. It just seems like it's done. That's why Iowa just crushes us all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
That's why Northwestern has our number.
Minnesota. That's although they're not an elite defense, but they run the ball.
That's the recipe to destroy Illinois.
Yep.
Let's hear from you on the text line, 217-359-2255. What did that win do to your evaluation of the season, of Lovey? Where are you at? We'll talk more about that when we come back. We'll talk about Ohio State. We'll break it down more further with Jay Lehman when we come back. This is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
Illini fans, Game Day Spirits Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals are coming soon. Take up to 30% off your entire purchase, either online or in stores. And with so many great styles, they'll have something for every Illini fan. Deals start on Thanksgiving Day, go all the way through Cyber Monday. Follow them on social media. It's at Game Day Spirit for all the details you need to shop this holiday season. Find them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What if you could buy groceries and help those in need at the same time? By shopping at Salt and Light Urbana, you partner with us in helping people right here in our community while also shopping local. Our unique model creates opportunities for folks to get the food, clothing, and other resources their family needs through volunteering. This affirms their dignity, confirms the skills, gifts, and abilities they have, equipping and empowering them in the process. Our participants earn store credit for every hour they volunteer, whether it is a gallon of milk, a loaf of bread, a pair of shoes, or a warm winter coat. Our folks get what they need without the cost of their dignity. What our participants thank us for most is not the stuff they get, but for the opportunity to work, the opportunity to contribute. Regularly buying some of your groceries at Salt and Light Urbana will help others to feed their families while you feed yours. Salt and Light. Shop, donate, change lives. For details, more information, visit saltandlightministry.org.
Hi, I'm Flora Adams-Williams, physician assistant at OSF Family Medicine Group. The CDC recommends that everyone over the age of 6 months receive a flu vaccine each season. The flu vaccine strain or vaccinations will change each year, so it's important that everyone receives an updated flu shot.
Hello, I'm Jared Rogers from OSF Healthcare. With COVID-19 impacting our community, it is more important than ever this year to get a flu shot early. It takes about 2 weeks for your body to develop antibodies, and if you've ever had the real influenza, you surely know that you don't want the flu and anything else at the same time.
They can have very similar symptoms such as fever, cough, sore throat, body aches, fatigue. If you feel like it is more than just the flu, we recommend that maybe you could get the COVID-19 testing. And there are free testing sites throughout the city. OSF will provide that test.
Avoid co-infection, reduce the impact on local healthcare systems, and save lives.
If you want more details, visit OSF healthcare.org.
Holiday savings are here at Field & Stream. Give the gift of tradition with $50 off SpyPoint Link Micro Cellular Game Camera. Discover 20% off all gun safes, 20% off select Sitka gear, hunting apparel and accessories, 25% off muck boots, men's or women's Northeast lightweight flannels on sale $9.98, and $250 off Camp Chef 24-inch slide and grill pellet grills. Hunt down deals online at fieldandstreamshop.com. Field & Stream, where traditions begin. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. 150 degrees one day, sub-zero temperatures the next. We test so it runs.
CU Trade Services for commercial and residential, working with highly trained technicians for plumbing, electrical, and HVAC. Get your furnace checkup now with details found at thecuservices.com, your local train dealer.
It's hard to stop a train.
Hi, my name is Matthew Gordon, Doctor of Physical Therapy at Mettler Center. During this time, we know it's more important than ever to stay loose and keep active. But sometimes you don't know where to start or pain and injury get in the way. We are here for you. That's why we are offering same-day free consultations both in person or through telehealth from the comfort of your own home. Get started today by calling 398-9800 or by visiting MettlerCenter.com.
Green Street Realty is excited to share details about some of their newest properties. At 1007 West University, it's The Den. Close to the engineering quad, these all-inclusive units feature high-end finishes. At 309 East Springfield, Icon boasts a great campus location within walking distance to the grocery store and featuring a huge rooftop amenity deck. Check out View at 711 South 4th Street, featuring an on-site fitness center and a prime campus location. And don't miss 200 Vine Street, Urbana's hottest new location close to downtown. For more information on all these great units, visit greenstreetrealty.com. Old Man Winter will be here before you know it. Frozen and leaking pipes are two reasons to call ServPro. Immediate action is crucial with water damage, and the ServPro professionals respond quickly and utilize their advanced equipment and techniques. ServPro's action to your problem? Inspect water damage, extract water, dry and dehumidify, and clean and sanitize, restoring it like it never even happened. Call 217-355-0077. ServPro, the number one choice in the area for restoration problems. Franchise is independently owned and operated.
Jeff Facer on what Area-Wide Technologies does.
We are a full-service technology company that focuses on business-to-business solutions for our clients, and we handle everything from the security of your internet network and data to implementation and administration of these things, as well as email and pretty much full-service of anything that a business would need technology-wise.
To find out more, go to areawidetech.com.
'Tis the season for fresh-cut Christmas trees and greens to bring the sweet scent of holidays to your home. And at Prairie Gardens, you know you'll get your perfect fresh-cut Christmas tree with balsams, Fraser firs, and more, and incredible fragrant wreaths, fresh evergreen boughs, and garlands, all at prices you'll love. Plus, poinsettias fresh from the greenhouses. Exclusively at Prairie Gardens. Extraordinary gardening, home decor, framing, and...
Ho, ho, ho! Totally Christmas!
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Back on the drive, Derek Piper, Jay Layman in studio, Trevor Felice, Isaac Ambrose in the house as well, talking all about Illini football. Coming up this weekend, big challenge, Ohio State. They're four touchdown favorites.
Gus Johnson, baby.
Really?
Yep.
Is he at the call?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Joel Klatt and Gus Johnson.
Hey, coming to Champaign.
First time ever, they said.
That's not good. That means we haven't had big games. Yeah, here's the deal with Ohio State. Elite offense for real. Fields is at as advertised. Had a tough game last week. Chris Olave, as advertised. Garrett Wilson, very good football player. Their offensive line is a bunch of five-star recruits. They'll all be relatively high NFL draft picks. Here's the big difference in Ohio State from last year to this year. I thought Ohio State was a national championship caliber team last year. Had a tough call in that Clemson game last year. If you remember the targeting call mm-hmm. against Sean Wade that I think took back a fumble and everything yeah. else. Anyway, very tough call. Here's the difference. Offensively, they don't have J.K. Dobbins. That is it's just a big difference between him and Master Teague. Remember, Master Teague is off of 7 months off of an Achilles injury. Trey Sermon's had some leg injuries as well. Trey Sermon looks the part, but ain't no J.K. Dobbins. Defensively, they ain't anywhere close to what they were. Part of that's because Chase Young's not there, and Jeff Hafley took the job at Boston College. I just don't think they have the defense to win the national championship, but I guess they could outscore people. That being said, I don't know if Illinois can hang with all the athletes they have, especially when I've seen the pass coverage of Illinois. It's been pretty porous.
Absolutely. When you look back at this past weekend, which was a big game, Ohio State, Indiana was three touchdown underdogs, which right. is crazy just to show the difference between that's the number nine team in the country versus the top team in the Big Ten,
right.
top three. Were you more impressed with Indiana, or was it more red flags for Ohio State?
I'm Indiana kind of laid an egg the first half, and then they came back out and played well. But I think Penix had like 500 yards passing yeah. or something like that. It was something crazy. And Freifogel, Ty Freifogel. I was doing Freifogel's games like two or three years. Nobody knew about this guy, and he was just average. I used to do Indiana all the time because I get the bad games. Sometimes I get the bad games on BT, and I was doing Charleston, Southern Indiana. Oh, a lot of you guys watched that one.
That was a barn burner. I remember it well.
What I'm saying is it exposed Ohio State. Indiana comes and Indiana's a good team, but put up 500 yards passing, that's not an elite defense. Just not where it usually is. I think they got some young players that need to get older. So I was concerned about Ohio State. I don't think Indiana will lose another game.
Wow.
Who do they play? They got Wisconsin. I think they're going to beat Wisconsin.
Okay.
And then they might have to face Wisconsin again in week nine.
Maryland, Wisconsin, Purdue, and then whoever in week nine.
Wow.
My take is they'll probably have to face Wisconsin or Iowa in week nine. Iowa's better than people think. They got two early losses, but now they're cranking. But I'm just hoping Illinois can make it a game for a half. I really am.
I was going to say, what to you guys is like successful? Holding them under 50 and scoring over 20? That's what I'd say.
I guess at this point, I'm not looking at points right now, which is bad. I'm looking at, do we cover people? Do we make it at least a little bit competitive? I don't want to see wide open guys, and I don't want to see Fields run down the field. Now, here's the one thing that gives Illinois advantage. Ohio State can't run the football that well. They can't. So, Illinois gets a couple turnovers. Indiana got, what, three picks? I don't know. I'm not saying they're going to win. I'm just saying they showed some issues.
How many points do you have to score to make it interesting?
I think you got to score 21. You got to score 21 in the first half.
Oh, okay. Right. I was like, that's
because,
it.
Because you got to score. You got to be in the 40s, I think. yep. To beat Ohio State, they're going to hang half 100. like Barry Switzer used to say, we're going to hang half a 100 on these cats when he used to coach for the Oklahoma Sooners. And they did. But here's what I will say is that I believe you have to score 40 points to make it competitive. I don't think we can get 40 points unless our defense scores 21.
Michael Penix Jr., to your point, 491 passing yards, jeez, 5 touchdowns, only 1 interception. Your boy Freifogel went for 7 catches, 218 yards, wow, 3 touchdowns.
The week before, they went for like 250. The guy has like 700 yards of receiving over the last 3 weeks. Some unprecedented thing. I thought Wap Fillier was a good player. I never thought Ty Freifogel was that good. I've done a lot of his games. Just tells you what I'm good about analyzing stuff. Not good.
Who's better, David Bell or Freifogel?
Oh, gosh. I would say, David Bell makes some ridiculous catches. How about Rondale Moore?
Yeah, he was back. And he looked like he never missed a beat.
He just, I mean, those guys. I said this comment about Purdue. Playing quarterback at Purdue is like playing tailback at Wisconsin. Literally plug and play. They put in Plummer. Plummer goes like 35 for 42 for 350.
Yep.
And Bell and Rondale Moore both have 100 yards and touchdowns. I mean, it's just crazy. Now, also, when they run that little jet sweep to Rondale, that's a pass. So it's kind of easy pass plays to Rondale Moore. But it, like I said, it's like playing tailback at Wisconsin.
We're bouncing all over the place here, but Jake Hansen, after the Nebraska game, talked about the different energy in the locker room or just in practice after getting a win against Rutgers. Obviously, that was furthered against Nebraska. Do you have to have a competent, feel-good performance against Ohio State to keep that for the last stretch? Or do you see then turn the page, say you get beat by 35. Can you then turn the page and see Iowa and be like, okay, this is another opponent that we can beat?
I think it's different if you get beat by 35 by Ohio State than if you get beat by 35 by Minnesota. Right. I think it's different. I think there's expectations. I mean, these guys know going in what they're doing. I mean, when's the last time Ohio State lost a Big Ten game? Crickets.
I couldn't tell you.
So when
was
we
that Purdue
when,
game?
When maybe. I think 2 years ago, right?
And then Penn State got them a few times before that.
So when we played Ohio State in 2007, they had like a 28 game Big Ten winning streak, something ridiculous. I mean, they had an offense. Their offense was actually better the year before with Troy Smith, but their defense was giving like 7 points a game. I mean, it's crazy. The rich get richer. They're still pretty rich. Wow. But I do think Illinois is going to be able to score if they can get some turnovers.
You've got to get turnovers, right?
I think the Iowa matchup's worse for Illinois than Ohio State.
You do?
I do. I'm more concerned about Iowa than Ohio State. I think Ohio State's going to win. But I think Iowa, it won't be 63-0, but Iowa's had our number.
What has Iowa changed here in recent weeks? I know they lost some close ones to Purdue.
Well, Petras was in his first two games. He looked bad the first 2 weeks. He was bad. They also had some really ill-advised turnovers in those first 2 weeks. Now they're back to Iowa football. Play defense, create turnovers, run the football, throw in the play action. I mean, their offense looks like it's from 1984. But it wins, right? I mean, they run zone left, zone right, bootleg. Not a knock. That's Kirk Ferentz saying, I'm going to coach how to block. We're going to tackle. We're going to get some picks. That's what they do. It ain't sexy. It's like that line in Remember the Titans. He's like, Denzel's like, Coach Boone's like, got 6 plays. Like Novocaine, give it time, always works, right? That is Iowa, right? You got 6 plays. Give it time, always works. And it does. You know, it helps me like Gary Bertier and Julius, whatever his name is on your defense, right? Yeah, I saw Remember the Titans. I showed the kids the first time. I hadn't seen that movie for years. Good movie.
I have not watched that since I was a kid.
Great movie. It's good. It's
does
cool.
Friday Night Lights compete? I'm of the opinion that's my favorite versus the two.
It's different. Because Remember the Titans is much more about social issues, too, than just about football. Sure. So it's very pertinent for the time we live in. Now, I would say if you want something true high school football-like culture, that's Friday Night Lights, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you want, you know, Dawson's Creek, that's Varsity Blues. If you want college football early 1990s, bunch of crazy people getting paid and on drugs, that's the program. If you want to be a Notre Dame fan and live in La La Land like you're the best program ever when you're not, that's Rudy, right?
Wow, this is a great breakdown.
Right? I mean, those are, if you want to do like a B-list movie and learn about Ernie Davis, that's Ernie or 44 or whatever that is, right? Because that was the B-list one, right? I mean, let's be honest, right? So all these different things. If you want to, you know, learn about what college football was really like in the 80s, watch The U on 30 for 30. Like, those are like the good ones, right? So, I don't know. That's my breakdown of football movies.
That was good. Did you see that they're coming out with some Clemson movie?
Is it?
It's like going on Disney Plus.
About what season?
It's fictional.
Oh.
Like it's some kid that goes to Clemson, and it's like a Disney Plus movie.
I got Disney Plus. You know what one we didn't mention? Little Giants. Great movie. Annexation of
Puerto
Rico.
Never seen it.
Oh, wow. Dude. Stop every night. Clear the calendar. Little Giants is worth it. It's got Kevin O'Shea. He called him Kevin O'Shea. Who's the guy from Al Bundy? The guy from... you guys are younger than me.
This is all going over my head.
Marriage with Children. Great show. Anyway.
Married with Children? That guy from Modern Family?
No. Different sitcom guy.
Yeah, okay. See, you're the elder statesman here now.
Now I'm older. Here's what I'll say. Little Giants, great movie. No, I mean... We've gone from Big Ten to now talking about football movies, but it is what it is.
It's like Lon never left.
And I spilled my water everywhere.
It's like week one all over
again. Yep. There we go.
I did want to hit on the one other Big Ten game, Michigan-Rutgers, because that got all kinds of wild. 48-42.
Triple overtime.
Vedrill looked good on that game tying drive and the two-point conversion, but I don't know how good it was. Rutgers versus Michigan just doesn't look good either.
Wow. Guys, I can't even talk.
Jay is spazzing right
that,
now.
The fact that, what were they? It was like 17-7 at half?
Yeah.
Rutgers?
Yep.
And late, I mean, they had to make a comeback to tie it up. But I'm speechless about Michigan football. I mean, they did lose eight or nine players to the NFL. Their defense has always kept them in games and their offense is subpar. But honestly, guys... This is the worst Michigan team I've ever. Even Rich Rod teams that were bad. This is the worst Michigan team I've ever seen.
Before we take a break on this, while we're on this Michigan page, we had someone text in last week. Would Jim Harbaugh be a good candidate for the Bears? How much are you placing on Harbaugh as far as bad coaching? I know recruiting's part of it, where you don't do that in the NFL. If you gave him a quarterback, which that's not a good situation to give him a quarterback, would he be attracted to you at all as a Bears fan?
Well, what he did at San Fran was pretty darn impressive. I mean, he basically took them from being San Fran was really good when I was a kid, okay? I was on the very end of Steve Young's era. Then they got really bad. Jeff Garcia was okay. Then they get really bad. And then he basically built them back up and kind of gave a foothold to kind of where they're at now. But I like Harbaugh as a football coach. I know some people don't like him. I don't think he's done very good this year, but I look at his track record at Michigan, at University, I think it was University of San Diego, Stanford, San Fran, Michigan. He's won a lot of games at a lot of different levels. I do think he would be a good NFL coach. I'll take him for the Bears.
Get Luck out of retirement, right? Can we start that? Start that rumor?
All right, fine.
Well, the rumor is that one rumor I've heard, and I don't know if this is true.
Jay's plugged in, so.
I don't know if this is true or not.
Tell us the rumor.
And I don't think if I'm Ryan Day, I ever leave Ohio State because I just think it's the best job and one of the best jobs in college football. But the rumor is if Ryan Day were able to get the first pick of the draft with the Jets and get his pick of Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields, does he make the jump? I have no inside information. That is all speculation. I don't know why you'd ever leave Ohio State. For the New York Jets. But, you know, what's interesting about NFL coaches is you're literally hired – You're kind of blacklisted if you fail in college. You're not blacklisted in NFL. Like, Romeo Crennel's going to be a coach for the Texans, I heard again. Like, again?
he's 80.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, I mean, how many coaches, like John Fox, he was my coach like at Carolina. Like, okay, let's give him the Denver job. No, let's give him the Bears job. No, it's like, wait a second. Like,
they almost can't lose a job, right?
Once you get into like the coaching, like, you just trade jobs at the NFL level. I'm not sure.
Fisher.
Right. It's like, what are we doing? I don't like in college. It's like you lose a big program, man. Good luck trying to get another big program to take you on.
It's true. Geno Babers. I'm curious about that one because Syracuse is like 1-8. I mean, they're really bad.
Still won him in Illinois back in the day.
Right, but I mean, now is he soured from another job? Because he was once a hot commodity, but I think Syracuse last year went 4-8, now they're 1-8.
I think Babers I think Babers is a sharp enough guy. He's going to go as be a coordinator somewhere, blow it up, or go be an analyst to Alabama, take a year off, get hired by somebody, blow it up. That's where defunct head coaches go. They go to be analysts to work for free, make sure their buyout is secure. After it's secure, then they get a job somewhere and blow it up. This is how it goes.
Or they go the TV route for 1 year. That's the other path.
Yeah, well, Zucker did that for a year, I think.
He was on CBS for a year.
CBS Network.
Yep. Yeah, Urban Meyer took a year and did that, right?
Yeah, he took a year. Now, Urban Meyer has some great stuff. Great stuff.
I mean, I love his breakdown.
He's got, you can tell that guy has coached, has recruited, has done it all. You know, yet again, guys, when Illinois wins, we don't have much to say. But Illinois loses, we got a lot more to say.
It's true.
I will give credit, though. It's hard to change momentum. You're losing. You have players out. You get some players back, and you win two in a row. Credit to Lovie Smith and staff. They did it last year. They might do it this year. And my question is this. If we go 4-5 somehow.
So that's one more win in the regular season, maybe, and then the ninth game.
Do you go to
a
bowl game?
Well, do bowl games exist?
Yes.
Currently they do. There's okay, been like I, the Bahamas Bowl's been canceled. But like if you're 4-5, do you go to a bowl game?
I think you would.
I mean, it's then we go to a bowl game, you win that, you're 500.
Yeah.
An all conference season.
Which is actually better than last year because you finished under 500.
I'm just saying, like, it's not that far off.
Now you're doing the hypotheticals.
Well, even if, okay, like 4-5, are you adding the 3 non-cons that should have been money in the bank? Are you 7-5?
But then is that the successful? I mean, 7-5 is successful, but going into this year, you were thinking, like, this is the year, right? So is 7-5 good enough for the year?
Oh, 7-5 would have been perfect for the year for Illinois standards. I mean, that's.
I mean, they went 6-6 last year, so it's a one game improvement.
Well, 6-7. So if it was, I don't know. Yeah. Who knows what the.
I take it.
There's only one guy's opinion who's really mattered.
You're right.
It ain't in this room.
Nope.
It's probably not anybody listening.
Nope.
the reality is there's one guy that'll make a decision on whether it was good or not. That's Josh Whitman. That's it. By the way, while we have a moment here and getting into heavy talk, let's talk about our sponsors. Milder Financial, ChampagneLender.com. You need a loan? Milder Financial. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Are you frying your turkey? Are you baking your turkey? Are you grilling your turkey? Hopefully you're baking it so you can get the oven. They don't sell turkey fryers and grills, so you better get your appliances out, guys. And Freedom Roofing. You don't want your roof leaking while Thanksgiving's going on. Hopefully, of course, I know Thanksgiving's been banned by many places. We won't even get into that. But
let's not.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Great stuff. We'll catch a quick break. We'll come back. This is The Drive.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle 3.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
Pia's opens every morning, daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce slugger burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Don't look now, but Christmas is right around the corner, is it? Well, if you haven't made holiday plans for your family or business, the Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford will host private Christmas parties Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday night for a guaranteed minimum of people. For more information, call Donnie, 217-568-7722. That's 568-7722 for more details. Don't wait until the last minute to make your Christmas party before the date is gone. Choose the Long Branch Steakhouse this holiday season, located in downtown Gifford.
So you have to be a little bit on the physically fit side. I'm sure there's some testing that you have to do. Describe that, Kyle Hayden.
The biggest thing we like to do is we run them through what we call a probationary program. So basically they go through and they learn how to be a firefighter. They're taught how how to be safe, because obviously firefighting is a very dangerous job. So we go through lots of different ways of testing them through that to get them to the point of they can be a crew member and be the full-fledged firefighter that we want them to be.
God bless you, Kyle Hayden, because this is a different level when it's all for free. If you have a career and a job and you're paying the mortgage and all, you're doing it out of the kindness of your heart and the fact you want to help.
Absolutely. And I think when it comes to it, most volunteers are that way. We hate whenever, you know, there's nobody around to help, because sometimes, unfortunately, small towns, that happens. It has to go to the next fire department, for instance. But we all love helping people. It's why we get into it.
We really appreciate you coming in, and you're going to be our featured guy here. Kyle Hayden, you're the man.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Brought to you by Engelbrecht Grills and Cookers. Go to grillsandcookers.com.
Why do people go to PDR Automotive in Urbana? Because they take care of people like you. Angie dropped off her car to get her brakes evaluated. After a serious problem was discovered, they quoted her $2,100 that she would need to fix the problem.
I couldn't afford it, and I told them I better settle up and hope things don't get worse. PDR found a used part, sent off for it, and kept the bill at the original price. Who does that? I can't stop talking about them and have recommended them to people already. They are my new mechanic.
PDR Automotive on Cunningham in Urbana.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new Train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a Train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Hi, I'm Craig McDonald with the McDonald Group Real Estate Group. But we're not talking real estate today. We started a podcast called Champagne with Craig. Make no mistake, I love this community and those that make it great. We will have lively topics, amazing people that don't get enough credit for what they do in our community. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast channel, Champagne with Craig. That's spelled C-R-E-G, C-R-E-G Champagne with Craig. I hope you listen.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Gold Jr. Catch Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Finishing up here with Jay Layman. He's probably going to see his name on a Bleacher Report article. Source is Ryan Day to the Jets.
Oh, God.
You will get aggregated.
BTN analyst Jay Layman says.
Guys, just so you know, there's no insider information. I was just pontificating, hypothesizing that maybe that would work.
Appreciate it. Now, would he upset the world and take Fields because that's his guy at number one, which would make even less sense?
Well, I think you always have to take a guy that you're most comfortable with. If they're about equal, are they about equal? I don't know.
Well, Lawrence hasn't played in a month and a half, so it's starting to even out in terms of who you've seen more.
I thought Fields was a lock for the Heisman until last week. I don't know who else would be up there. Kind of had a bad game.
Well, it's not Graham Mertz anymore.
Nope. Northwestern handled him.
Guys, Graham Mertz, he played Illinois and Michigan.
I know
it was a joke, but we know it's not Graham Mertz.
That was the one angle we haven't hit yet. We'll see what Illinois does. They made it interesting. They've complicated the evaluation. Ohio State's coming up, 4 touchdown underdogs. You mentioned that Iowa might be an even worse matchup. Northwestern might also be undefeated when you see them. They have at Michigan State, at Minnesota, then Illinois to finish.
They're going to be undefeated.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be, you know, Pat Fish. I had a chance to do their second to last game of the season last year, and he just said, we're not going to be down long. We'll be back. But he knew he had to fix the quarterback issue. Hunter Johnson was not as advertised, the Clemson transfer. T.J. Green got hurt early in that year. And obviously Clayton Dorsey had graduated. And they figured it out. They got a transfer quarterback, Peyton Ramsey, and that's made all the difference. Their defense has always been solid.
Three interceptions on Graham Mertz over the weekend.
Yeah, they get tons of turnovers. Hankwitz does a great job, keeps everything in front of him. People get mad at him because he's supposedly a bend but don't break. But, shoot, I'd rather have Hankwitz defense than anything.
So if Iowa's a worse matchup than Ohio State and Northwestern's going to be undefeated, who's your best chance for another win? Week 9?
You're sounding like you're into this week.
Maybe. I don't even know what to say. That's a great question. I'd probably go with Northwestern, just the way Illinois matches up.
All right.
And weird stuff happens in that game.
You guys are the best.
Great stuff as always from Jay Lehman. Thanks again to the sponsors. Jay, have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for stopping in. We'll see you next Monday.
See you, fellas.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.